Okay. Next, so choir will present the song for us.
Good morning, brother and sister. Today we dedicate this hymn to Pastor Runyon. Thank you for his service to the youth and then to us. His sermon has inspired all of us. And we'll miss him, but we love him very much too. And we'll remember him always in our heart. So this choir will start with this O Love Divine. It's a beautiful hymn in Irish tunes. So we give the glory to God, and we really thankful God has given the choir the heart to sing. Thank you.
Well, let's thank the choir for that special number. They work very hard. They practice almost every Sunday afternoon.
他们为这个准备了很长时间，几乎每个星期天都在这里练习，所以非常感谢诗班的这个献诗。
And when I came this morning, I got here at 9:20, and they were already here practicing.
那今天早上我9:20来，他们已经在这里练习了。
Well, you know the saying, right? God is good.
神是好的。
All the time.
总是，神总是好的。
I hope that you will always remember that. That is something that Satan does not want us to believe.
所以希望大家永远记住这个，因为撒旦他是不想让我们记住这个。
Well, as you know, this is my last Sunday here at MCCC.
所以如你们所知道，今天是我最后一次在这个南湾华人教会的讲道。
I went back and looked, and I preached my first sermon here on April 10th, 2011.
那我回头看，我是2011年10月10号在这里第一次讲道。
Do any of you remember that?
还有没有人记得我那个时候的讲道？
Well, some of you weren't even here, so that's excusable.
可能有些人当时还没有来这个教会，所以可以不知道。
I want to thank God for the privilege of working here for you.
那非常感谢神给我这样的一个特权，这个机会来这里和你们一起同工。
And there are many things that I could say as a last sermon, but I really feel God wants me to speak in this passage from Ephesians chapter 3.
所以我觉得这最后一次讲到呢，我有很多想跟大家分享的，但是我觉得神他希望我在今天讲以弗所书第三章。
So I have a question for you. How much can God do?
那我给大家提一个问题，神到底能够做多少事情呢？
Turn to a person next to you and tell them how much you think God can do.
那现在你可以问你隔壁的人这个问题，神到底能够做多少事情？
Exactly my sermon title. But I titled my sermon "Immeasurably More Than We Ask or Imagine." That's what God can do.
所以我今天的那个讲到的题目就是。极大的，无可限量的，神赐给我们的是超过我们所求所想。
So our time is short this morning. We have communion, so I'm just going to go right into the sermon without any further introduction.
那因为今天时间有限，我们等会儿还要收主餐，所以我今天就马上，现在是言归正传。
So if you turn in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 3, I'd like to look at these two verses we read as well as the previous verses before that.
那请大家翻开以弗所书第三章，我们刚才读的这个经节第20到21节，也请大家看前面的几节。
And if you want to take notes, there's an outline in the back of the bulletin, that you can take notes on.
那如果你想记笔记，在我们的这个大纲的反面有，这个简报的反面有一个大纲，你们可以在上面记笔记。
So we'll start with verses 20 and 21, which we already read, and it's really God's promise.
那第20到21节，这里所讲的实际上是神的应许。
And God's promise is that He can do immeasurably more than we ask or even imagine.
所以第二十节这里说，神能够这个极大的这个做的事情，超过我们的所求所想。
How many of us have ever asked God for something in our mind was really big? Any of you?
你们有没有曾经向神求过非常大的事情？请举手。
Okay, that's better. I thought for a minute I better ask you again, how big is your God?
这个有很多人举手，很好。可能本来想问这个，你觉得这个神到底是有多大
？Sometimes I sit around and I wonder about things. I wonder if, and I wonder if this, and if I wonder if that.
所以有时候我会有些这个想，就是有些犹豫这件事情或者那件事情。
Do you ever try to imagine what God can do or wants to do?
你有没有想过，或者是测量过，到底神能够做些什么
？Well, if we've asked big things and if we've imagined big things, it says here very clearly God can do immeasurably more than that.
所以我们如果求神一些重要的事情，那这里神的应许就是他能够他所做的超过。我们的所求所想。
You all know about measuring cups, right?
你们这里有一个量杯。
We use these to measure flour, to measure sugar, to measure a lot of things.
所以我们用这个来量糖、量面粉，还有其他很多东西。
This passage says that God can do a lot more than what we can measure in this cup and beyond what we imagine or think.
但是就是说超过了这个容器的容量，但是就很难测量。
And of course, that doesn't stretch our imagination too much because this is not very big.
那但是这个因为这个量器不太大，所以也不能这个想象太多。
But there is not a measuring device in this world, mathematical or scientific, that can measure how much more God can do than what we ask or imagine.
所以在这个世界上没有任何的数学公式或者是这个科学仪器来测量到底神能够为我们做什么。
And then the last part of verse 20, if you look at that, we see that it's by his power.
那第二十节这里说了是他的能力，他的大能。
So always remember, it's not our power by which we do things.
所以我们应该牢牢地记住，就是说，成就的事情一定不是通过我们自己的能力，而是神的大能。
And early in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, Paul says that power is like when God raised Jesus Christ from the dead.
那在这个以弗所书第一章十九到二十一节这里说的，神的大能，他有能力把耶稣基督从死里复活。
If you can figure out how to bring dead people back to life again, you'll be doing miracles.
所以我们就是说不知道，实际上如果是你能够让死人复活，那这就是完全是一个神迹。
I mean truly dead people, not those who've had, you know, where they've gone and come back for a little bit.
那并不是这个死人他们，那些人就是死去一段时间又回来的那个情况。
Oh, we probably believe both of these things here, but the third part is a little harder for us to believe.
那第三件事情这里说的，我们也几乎很难的相信。
It says by his power that is at work within us.
那这里第二十节提到的是在我们心里运行。
We know God can do anything, but when it comes to us, we don't feel like God will do much for us.
所以我们知道相信神能够做很多的事情，但是当提到神要在我们心里动工，在通过我们来做工的话，我们很难相信这一点。
How many of us this morning feel God's power at work within us? Any of us?
今天早上有没有人现在在座的人觉得神正在你心中运作，通过你来做工，有相信这一点可以举手。
Then the second question is it immeasurably more than you can ask or imagine, or is it kind of just a little bit?
那另外一个问题就是，神的大能，他所这个做的工，是不是超过我们的所求所想，而是只是一点点？
Paul prayed in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, that we would know this incomparably great power for us who believe.
那保罗在以弗所书第一章中也有祷告说，我们知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
And it goes on to verse 21, and it talks about for his glory, meaning God's glory.
那第二十一节这里提到了，是为他的荣耀，是让神得着荣耀。
And it says, glory in Christ Jesus in the church.
那这里是指的是，但愿他在教会中。并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀。
I don't know about Chinese in particular, but Americans usually think when they say in the church, they mean in the church building.
所以我不知道中国人怎么想，但是对于美国人讲，有的时候常常说到教会，他们觉得好像指的就是这个教堂，这个建筑。
But if you understand New Testament theology, it's not a church building at all. It's talking about the people who are Christians who believe in Jesus Christ.
如果你知道新约里所提到的这个教会，那我们应该相信的是，教会指的是这个，一群基督徒，是指的是人。
So this is really the church right here.
那这里是一张照片，我们在这个什么秋令会照的照片嘛。
And so we need to realize that he's talking about again in us as Christians as we work together.
所以这里就是一张教会的这个成员的一个照片。所以神通过我们来做工。
The next part isn't so hard to believe because it says, in Christ Jesus. And Jesus said, I have brought you, meaning God, glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do.
那在这个约翰福音第十七章第四节这里说了，耶稣说，我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事我已成全了。
When the Bible talks about glory, it can mean different things, but in this particular place it means to reveal what God is like and his nature and characters is often true in the Old or New Testament.
所以当我们提到这个荣耀这个词，可能有些不同的意思，但这里呢是指展现神是个什么样子，他的这个品性和他的这个天性，他的品格和天性。
And so Jesus brought God glory by showing to us what God is really like.
那耶稣基督给神带来荣耀，他是通过这个，向我们显示神是个什么样子。
In the same way, we can show God's glory to other people.
所以同样，我们可以效法耶稣基督，那我们也是这个把荣耀这个献给神。
When we forgive, it shows people how God forgives.
所以当我们饶恕别人的时候，我们实际上就是给世人看到神是怎么样饶恕我们的。
When we love, it displays God's love.
那当我们彼此相爱的时候，我们向世人这个显示的是神是怎么样在爱我们。
And if we do something that people think is great, it really is only showing how great God is, not how great we are.
所以当我们做了一些了不起的事情的时候，实际上并不是显示要我们有多大的能耐，而是是神的伟大。
Now, so look at these verses. These two verses are really, really amazing to me.
所以这两节经节对我来讲非常的这个奇异。
But that's all we have time to talk about them this morning, so I would encourage you to meditate on them later.
但是我们今天早上没有时间更多的去展开，所以我希望大家多花时间在上面默想。
And so I have some more questions for you. Have you or this church ever attempted anything God wanted you to do that you knew you would fail in that thing unless God showed up?
所以我想问大家另外一个问题，你或者我们这一间教会有没有曾经试图要去做神想要你做的事情，但是你知道这件事情如果神不出现，神不来帮助我们，我们会失败。
And if we haven't, why haven't we?
如果我们没有任何这样的尝试的话，那问题是为什么我们没有去这样做？
I think most of the time it's because of our problems.
那很多的情况是因为我们自身的问题。
We have a lot of different problems that we could deal with, but I want to. Excuse me. We're in the middle of a sermon here.
我们需要你的帮助。
Is it okay if I stop and help them for a minute?
我们需要停一下来帮助他们，看看解决他们的问题。Surprise.
You have a Christmas present for me.
I'm going to get this bean bag. We're going to put this bean bag, this bag, this bag, this bag, this bag, this bag, this bag.
Let me make sure I understand. You want to put this bean bag in this box?
Put it in this bag.
Well, I guess we can try it.
Let's try it.
Here we go. Just a minute. Let's try to tuck this down in here.Okay. I don't think it's quite in the box. What do you think?
好像觉得放不进去，你们觉得怎么样？
You think if we use some vacuum to suck all the air out and go in?
我们需要把这个里面的气给抽出来。
Hey, I have an idea.
我有一个想法。
Let's just get a smaller one. Whoa.
我们再拿一个小的这个枕头。
Let's see if it works.
看看怎么样。
Yay! All right, we did it.
所以这个小的这个枕头已经放到这个盒子里面去了。
Well, you know, a lot of our problems sometimes are simply that our God is too small.
所以我们的问题常常就是我们觉得神太小。
Let's let this box represent.That was set up, by the way, if you didn't know. Let this box represent our minds.
那我们让这个盒子来代表我们的头脑。
And there's no way that we can take a God who is bigger than this
所以我们的神是那么大，就像这个袋子一样的。
And fit it into our minds.
装不进我们的头脑。
So you know what we often do?
所以我们做什么呢？
We make a smaller God because then.
我们把这个神变小。
We can comprehend.
然后把它放到我们的脑袋里面。
We can comprehend him and understand him and put him in our box.
所以这样我们可以去理解他。
And often we do that. There is a book that was written, Your God is Too Small.
那有一本书就叫做《你的神是太小了》。
So how do we put God into a box?
那我们怎么样把神放在一个这样的一个盒子里面呢？
Sometimes we do it through our theology.
那通过我们的神学。
Sometimes theology can be very limiting on what we say God can do or can't do.
所以神学非常的有限，也说不清楚到底神能够为我们做什么。
We do it through our limited rational minds.
有时候我们也通过我们这个很有限的这种理性的思维。
You know, if we can't believe it, then we say God can't do it.
如果我们不相信这件事情能成的话，那我们就说神做不了这个事情。
Or if we don't see God working in the same way that He worked in the past, we say God doesn't work that way anymore.
所以我们如果看不到神是他像过去那样的在做工的话，我们就说神已经不再这样做工了。
And if we don't see it happening personally in our lives, then we just say, God doesn't do that.
所以如果我们自身我们个人的人生经历没有看见过这样的神的这个工作的话，我们就说神根本就不会再这样作为了。
This is what I personally believe. I believe that if God is truly the sovereign God of the Bible, that he says he is, then he can do anything at any time, anywhere, and anyhow he wants.
那我自己个人这样的相信。神，如果神是一个真正有主权的神，那么就像圣经里告诉我们的那样，那么他能做任何事情，任何时候，任何地方，按照他所想，希望的那样去做他要做的工。
And I also believe that our finite minds will never be able to comprehend an infinite God, but our finite minds can learn to trust an infinite God.
那再一点呢，我相信我们有限的这个头脑呢。是永远不可能去理解无限的神，但是呢，我们有限的头脑能够学会去，信任、信赖无限的神。
So not only is our God, too small, also sometimes our faith is too weak.
那不仅我们有时候觉得神太小，而且呢，我们有更另外一个问题，就是我们的信心太弱。
And it talks about His incomparably great power for us who believe, have the faith to believe.
所以这里就是，说的是，我们需要这个相信的。
So I'm going to put some things up on the screen that I have heard around this church, and some of them I've even said myself to show you how sometimes we don't really have enough faith.
那我马上想在这个屏幕上打的是我这个在这个教会。教会所听到的，或者有的时候我自己也这样说的一些话，其实是表明是我们没有真正去信神。
And my wife will tell you, I have said this one. We can't afford it.
对，这些话也表明我们的信心非常的弱。那有第一点呢，就是说我们付不起这件事情，我们付不起钱，付不起时间。
Do you know that's the entirely wrong approach, the wrong way to look at things?
那实际上这是一个非常错误的办法，错误的这个视角去看事情。
The question is not whether we can afford it or not. The question is what does God want us to do?
所以这个问题其实并不是说我们能不能付不付得起，问题是神到底要我们做什么。
And if it's something that God wants us to do, the truth is we can't afford not to do it.
如果是神要我们做的工，实际上我们付不起不去做这样的事情，我们付不起这样的代价。
And I believe if it's something that God wants us to do, God will provide the money to do it.
那我相信，如果是神他真的要我们去做的事情，神一定会提供这样的金钱来成就这个事。
Do you believe that this morning?
你今天早上有这样的信心吗？
I don't see any heads going this way.
没看到有人点头。
Now I know, you know, there are some stereotypes that we white Americans have about Chinese Americans and. So it goes both ways.
那这个可能有时候这个白人美国人对这个美国人有时候有这种成见，有对中国人有成见。
Some of the Chinese here this morning are saying, "Oh, I know what you mean, Steve. Just borrow the money. That's the way God will provide."
那一些这个，其实彼此中国人对美国人也有成见，所以可能你们在这里可以说，那要不然就我们可以借钱来做事情。Guess
what? That's not what I mean.
好，实际上这个不是我的这个意思。I
believe that God pays cash.
那我相信神是要用现金来支付，要付现的，兑现的。And
I don't say this in a bragging way at all, but I have never been in the church in my entire ministry where we have borrowed even 10 cents.
那我不想在这里吹牛，但是确实是在我过去的事工中，我们从来没有借钱，一毛钱都没有借过。And
Nancy, my life's verse is Matthew 6:33, which says, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." And in the context, he's talking about the things that we need.
那南希和我，以前就是经常祷告，实际上我们所求的，神一定会给我们。I
wanted to tell you some personal testimonies about that, but I don't have time, so if you'd like to hear them later, you can ask me later.
那这个我个人有很多的见证，但是因为没有时间，所以我就没有办法在这里分享。但是等会儿后面你们可以向我问。
Sometimes we'll say we don't have the resources.
那有的时候我们也说我们没有任何资源来成就这个事情。Again,
it's looking at things wrongly. It's looking at what we are, who we are, instead of what does God want us to do.
所以这又是一个错误的说法，因为我们总在说我们自己，而没有想到是说神到底要我们做什么。And
if He wants us to do something, He will provide the resources.
那如果神让我们做这件事情，他一定会提供各种资源。
He will bring the people and resources that we need, or He will take people whom we already have and give them abilities they did not have before so that we have the resources.
所以他会给我们带来人或者是资源，供我们需要的来成就这个事情，或者呢，他就利用我们现在已有的这个人力或者资源，让我们这个周围的人呢，已经在这里的人，就是给他们这种从来没有过的能力来成就这个事。
And how many of you ever said, "I can't do it"?
你们有多少人曾经说过，对着一件事情说，我做不了这件事？
Every hand here should have gone up on that one.
所以大家可能都说过这个事。So
most of us would probably say we believe God can do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine.
所以我们中大多数人可能已经会说过，我们相信神，他所做的是超过我们的。
But when it comes to the through us part, that's where we have the problem.
但是呢，他说的，如果是通过我们，在我们心中或者通过我们来工作、来成就一些事情，这个时候我们就有问题了。And
remember, it's not our power; it's God's power working through us.
大家要记住的是，不是用我们自己的能力去做事情，而是神的大能通过我们来成就一些事。
If we only do things that we can do on our own, things that we have the money for, and things that we have the resources for, you know what we'll get? We'll get people-sized results.
所以如果我们做一些事情，就是靠我们自己的力量去做，靠我们这个有限的金钱去做，靠我们这个有限的资源去做一些事情，那我们所得到的结果，即使成了这件事情，也只是仅仅是人所能作为的那个大小。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗?
We don't need God and we don't need faith. We can do it ourselves.
因为我们其实根本不需要神，我们也根本不需要信心，我们可以靠我们自己的力量去做那有限的事。And
then the result is often pride and look what we did.
所以其实结果也就是说，我们又会有自我骄傲，给荣耀给自己，并说你看，这是我们自己做的事。
And I've heard some people around here say, "We're just a little church."
那我也听到周围的人常说，我们这个教会太小了，是个小教会。How
big is God? If you'd use a mathematical term, how big is God?
所以你如果测量的话，神到底有多大呢？
Wait, tell me. Infinite, right?
无限。So,
if God is infinite and you're just you, what is 1 plus infinity?
对，神是无限的。我们觉得一个人再加上无限，这个结果，这个数学公式得出来的是，还是无限。
Say our church is 150. I'm not sure, but just say 150. What's 150 plus infinity?
所以，比如说我们教会可能就大概150人，我也不太清楚。但150加上无限，这个结果还是无限。
You know, it has nothing to do with how small we are, how little we are. It all has to do with how great God is.
所以实际上根本，跟我们有多小没有关系，跟这个教会有多小没有关系，而是我们要相信我们的神他有多大。
So we can say we are a great church.
所以我们应该说，我们的教会很棒，因为神。
And then.How many of us said, I'm afraid? You say, I'm afraid?
有多少人说过，我担心，我害怕。
When you start asking yourself the question, what if this and what if that and what if the other thing, it shows we're afraid.
所以我们常常说，啊，如果发生这件事情，如果发生那样的事情，实际上显示我们很恐惧，很害怕，担心。
Or if we say, if it makes me really uncomfortable.
或者我们有说，这样子让我感觉非常的不舒服。
Actually, since when did comfort have anything to do with following God anyway?
那实际上这个舒服不舒服，实际上跟随神没有关系。
Or we'll say, I've never done anything like this before, and as a result, we never do try to do it.
所以有时候我们也说，这个事情我从来没有做过，那我们就根本就不去试。
I was asked to be the senior pastor of a church about this size when I was 28 years old.
那在我仅仅28岁的时候，就我被邀请去做一个就像这样教会大小的一个教会的这个资深的这个牧师。
I only had 4 years of experience, two as the pastor of a church of 25, and two as a youth pastor.
那在那之前呢，我其实只有4年的事工做牧者的这个经验。那在一个25岁的时候，做一个教会的牧师有2年，然后呢又做了这个2年的这个青少年的牧师。
And I thought, why would the people in this church even trust me? Some of them are older than my parents to be their pastor.
所以我当时他们问我做这个资深牧师的时候，我就有这样的恐惧和担心。所以对这些人，有的人甚至比我的父母还年长。
But God reminded me of the promises He'd given to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, when Joshua was supposed to take the place of leadership following Moses.
那实际上那个时候呢，神就给了我一些提醒经文，从这个约书亚书中，当他这个被神给他这样让他做这个跟着摩西出来做领袖的时候，那神给他的话语。
Do not be afraid. God said to Joshua, Do not be afraid. I will be with you. Don't be afraid. I don't know how many times he said, Don't be afraid. I will be with you. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you.
所以神在那里说了很多次对这个约书亚说，不要害怕，我会与你同在，我会与摩西同在，我照样会与你同在。
So we took that step of faith, and God really did do way beyond what we would have ever imagined.
所以我那个时候得到了这样的这个信心和鼓励，所以我就踏出了这样信心的一步。那后面呢，神呢，真的是他的这个所做的功呢，是超乎了我的所求所想。
And we look back at the 10 years we were at that church is probably the highlight of our whole ministry. Would you say that, Nancy? Yeah, she agrees, so must be right.
所以因为这个南希同意，所以我说的肯定是正确的。当我们回头再看过去这么多年的事工。我们相信在那段时期，在那个教会做这个牧师的职位，那个事工对我们来讲是最美好的时间。
So look at this list and then turn to a person next to you and tell them, no more excuses.
所以刚才我们看了这一个单子，所以对周围的人说，不要再有任何借口。
No more excuses. You know, if we use all of these things, what we're really doing is we are saying no for God. Let's not say no for God.
所以如果我们说刚才我们所列举的这些话的话，实际上我们说的是，我们是在对神说不。
So if we really want to see God do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, We need to stop making excuses and say no for God.
所以，如果我们要希望神做工，而且超乎我们的所求所想，我们就不能再对神说不。
In the Bible, we see it happens when you step out of the boat.
所以在圣经里面，就鼓励我们要这个踏出船外，要行走在这个。
When you step into the Jordan River when it's running at flood stages.
所以我们踏出船外，要行走在水面上，这样的信心，在约旦河，甚至它这个在流速就像一个洪水一样的，我们要可以踏进去，这样的信心。
When they send out the choir ahead of the army.
或者是把这个诗班送到这个战场上面，带领会众，他们在前面唱诗，我们在后面跟着。
Third thing we often have a problem with is our timing is too poor.
那另外一个问题就是我们这个抓住时机这样的一个这个策略是非常的糟糕。
There's a saying that says that timing is everything.
那有一种说法就是时机最重要。
Some people want to go fast all the time. They don't care. They want to go fast all the time. And they say, you know, early bird gets the worm, or he who snoozes loses.
所以有些人就喜欢做行动非常快，做任何事情都要做得很快。
Some people want to go slow all the time. Oh, no, we got to go slow. We might make a mistake.
那有些人就喜欢慢，就是我们要慢下脚步，免得我们会犯错误。
You know what's interesting?God usually puts these two type of people together so they can disagree.
所以神常常，神很有意识，他常常把这两种不同类型人放在一起，所以他们就互相都不同意。
Actually, it's to keep the balance, so they don't go either way.
但实际上是要保持一种平衡，所以不要太快，也不要太慢。
Timing is so important, and going fast is sometimes right and sometimes wrong, and going slow is sometimes right and sometimes wrong.
就时间是非常重要，所以有时候是太快，它可能对，可能错；但有时候你太慢，也可能对，也可能错。
Let's use playing baseball as an example.
那我们来用打棒球来做一个例子。
Suppose you're going to play baseball, and you say, "I don't care how fast the pitcher pitches, I'm just going to swing slow."
所以我不管对方这个扔球扔来是什么时候扔，我就这样慢慢的来挥杆。
So the pitcher winds up and throws a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Boom! It's in the catcher's glove before you ever get your bat in motion. It's too late.
所以当这个对方扔球扔得很快的时候，你这样慢的挥杆，可能就会这个没有打到这个球。
Somebody else says, "I'm going to swing fast all the time."
所以有的人就喜欢打快，我就一下子挥杆了。
So the pitcher throws a changeup at only 60 miles an hour. Here you are, your bat's clear on like this, and the ball hasn't even crossed the plate yet.
所以有人会扔球，这个球也很慢，这个六十迈，然后他如果这个挥杆挥得太快了的话呢，就球还没到，他就已经打出去了。
Timing is crucial in baseball and ping pong and video games, in cars even, in so many things. The right timing is very, very crucial.
所以抓住这个关键的时机是非常重要，不管是打棒球、打这个乒乓球或者打游戏。或者是开车，这些都很重要。
And sometimes God goes so fast, we would say it makes our head spin.
其实有时候神他做事很快的时候呢，让我们觉得头晕。
And sometimes we miss God-given opportunities because the opportunity is gone before we do anything, and we will never get the opportunity again.
那当然，有的时候神给了我们机会，我们却没有抓住，失去了这个机会，那个机会。走掉以后呢，我们就再也得不到这样的机会了。
And sometimes we think God is too slow, and so we get impatient.
那有的时候神他比较慢，那我们有时候就变得不耐心了。
And sometimes we don't wait for His timing, we can make a big mess of things when we don't wait for His timing.
那有的时候我们不要等到他给我们这样的时机，我们就先就去行动，那常常呢会把事情弄得一团糟。
Galatians 5:25 tells us what our timing should be.
那加拉太书五章二十五节这里告诉我们，我们怎么样要抓住时机。
Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. The timing that is perfect is keeping in step with the Holy Spirit.
所以这里说的是，我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
Now, some of you know I started running about 2 years ago, and so I brought a picture along just to prove it.
那你们可能有些人知道，我两年前开始练习跑步，所以我就带来一个这样的一个表，这个叫是什么？玩家级跑步腕表。And
last November, the teams and their parents gave me a gift, and so I bought this.
那去年11月份，这个青少年团契的家长给了我一个礼物，所以我就买了这样一个腕手上戴的表。
It's called a Garmin Forerunner, and what it really is a GPS that you carry on your wrist.
所以这叫玩家级跑步腕表，但实际上它这上面有个地理定位系统。
It'll give me four readings. It'll tell me how long I've run, how far I've run, my average speed, and my current speed.
所以它告诉我我跑多长了，多久了，那个最快的速度是多少，平均的速度是多少。
So say I'm running a 10-kilometer race, which is 6.2 miles. I get out there in the first mile, man, I'm all excited and I'm just flying.
所以有时候我就是跑这个十公里，是相当于6.2这个迈。所以有时候第一开始第一公里呢，我跑得很快，我非常激动，这个快跑得快。And
I look down at my watch and I think, Steve, slow down, you dummy, you're going to kill yourself in the first mile.
所以我就看表，那我就提醒自己说，你好蠢啊，这个第一个迈就跑那么快，你会杀了你自己。
But then I get to miles 4 and mile 5, and I look down and say, Steve, you better pick up the pace, or you're not doing too well here.
所以到跑到第四到五迈的时候，我的速度实际上很慢。所以我再一看表，就这个上面显示很慢，所以我就提醒自己，你得要再加快步伐。And
between this watch and some new shoes that were fitted for me, I went way beyond my goals this year, faster than I ever would have dreamed I could have run.
所以我因为有这个表，还有这个很好的一双鞋。 所以我今年跑出来的成绩远远超过我以前的成绩。And
it's the same way if we can keep in step with the Spirit and we can run the right speed so that we are at the correct time all the time.
所以如果这个有这样的这个提醒，我们会就是说，这个跑的时间，是正确的。But
I've looked on the internet and I can't see that God has any watch like that.
所以我查了这个网上。 看了一下，到底神有没有给我们有提供这样的表，但是没有找到。So
how do we keep in step with the Spirit?
那我们怎么样靠圣灵行事呢？
I don't claim to have all the answers on this, but I know three things that have helped me that I'll share with you. Maybe they'll help you as well.
所以我这个现在有些这个想法会来帮助我自己，帮助大家。The
first one is by having a close relationship, constant and close relationship with God.
那首先一点就是要和神保持非常亲近的关系。We
need to spend time in prayer, talking to God, reading the Bible where God talks to us, meditating, having fellowship with other believers, seeking God for everyday guidance.
所以我们要读经，要祷告，与其他的这个信徒有团契，所以每天都要寻求神的指引。Also
by taking time to listen.
那也要花时间去听，倾听神对我们说什么。
How many of us men have been sitting there and our wives have been talking for a while and they ask us a question and say, what?
有多少人男的曾经在那里做一些事情，就太太在说话，或者他会突然说，哦，你在说什么？就没有去听。And
you know the reason is we haven't been listening, right?
那原因你知道，就是因为我们完全没有听。
And sometimes God is speaking, but we aren't listening. We're going at such a fast pace, so much other sound that we can't even hear God.
所以我们实际上常常我们这个行事太快，做事太快。神对我们说的话，我们没有听见。那也有很多嘈杂的这个干扰我们的声音，使我们听不见神的声音。And
just to clarify, I'm not saying that God speaks to me in an audible voice. It's more through feeling promptings by the Holy Spirit or through the Word. The Bible.
那神对我们说话，是通过圣经来对我们说话，那通过圣灵的引导对我们说话。And
then the third thing that helps is by daily obedience in everything.
那第三点就是每天我们都要学会顺服的这个功课。Which
we had time to just discuss this for a little bit because I'm sure some of you have some good answers for this as well.
那如果有时间，我们可能可以更多的讨论，你们有这样的经历。
Now we have examples in the Bible of people who went too fast, like Abraham, people who went too slow, like when Agrippa heard Paul speaking.
那在圣经中有这样的一些例子，比如说亚伯拉罕他走得太快了，或者是亚基帕王他又太慢了。You
can check this one out later, but Philip, we have an example in Acts chapter 8 of God's perfect timing.
那另外一个例子就是腓力，他正好抓住了这个最好的时机。
It says an angel of the Lord told him to go down to the road that goes from Gaza to Jerusalem.
所以有一个天使，主的使者对腓力说，要他往南走到耶路撒冷。
And he went.
那他就
sounds like right away.
他就马上起来就去。
And as he got there, he saw the chariot, and the Holy Spirit told him to go to the chariot.
那他看到那个车，那这个圣灵告诉他，走，往那个车那里去，你去贴近那车走。
And the Bible says he actually ran to the chariot.
那这个圣经里实际上说，他就向那个车跑去。And
that day he got to explain the scriptures to this Ethiopian eunuch.
那那一天呢，他就有机会向这个埃及阿伯人，一个有大权的一个太监，向他来解释这个经文。And
that day the eunuch put his faith and trust in Jesus Christ and became a Christian.
那那个太监呢，那天就受洗，接受了。
If Philip would have gone too soon, the eunuch wouldn't have been there yet.
如果这个腓力跑得太快，那那个太监那个时候可能还不在那儿。If
he would have said, "Okay, God, I'll go as soon as I get this done," he would have been too late. The eunuch would have been gone.
那如果他要说延迟的话，晚一点去，那那个太监可能就已经走了。
And so if we long to see God work more than we ask or imagine, then we must follow His timing and not our timing.
所以我们要是跟随神的这个时间的安排，神给我们的时机，而不是我们自己想要怎么样。And
then the third thing I want to do this morning is look at verses 14 through 19, and I said it's my prayer.
那最后一部分是在第经文第三章，以弗所书第三章的14到19节，那我这里称它为我的祷告。
Now, as you can see, as you look there, this is really Paul's prayer, but it's the prayer that I want to pray for you as we leave.
那这里是保罗的祷告，但是在我这一次最后讲到，那我希望把它变成我为你们的祷告。This
prayer goes way beyond what our typical praying is and what my typical praying is.
那这个祷告真是远远的超过了我们平常的祷告。
So he says in verses 14 and 15, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name."
所以这里第14到第15节，因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是，从他得名。And
the first prayer request he has or says is, "I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit."
那第16节这里说，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。And
I hope that when I preach things like the one another's and the attitudes, that you realize that these aren't things that you can do by yourself.
所以希望大家我在过去的讲的一系列的讲道里面，这个彼此或者各种态度的时候，那我的意思是不是说你们要靠自己来能够做得出来。
They weren't self-help sermons.
那我过去讲的那些这个题目呢，并不是说要你们能够自己来帮助自己。They
were sermons that would say, "God, help me to be what you want me to be through the power of the Holy Spirit."
那这些这个讲道实际上是我们求神，求神来动工，求神来帮助我们，借着圣灵的力量。
And I want to use an illustration to show you how this plays out in our life. I brought my saw along this morning.
所以今天我带来了这个电锯来做一个演示。
Those of you who don't know, I was a carpenter a few years back.
大家不知道，可能你们我以前是做过木匠。
So we as Christians are something like this saw.
那我们基督徒有时候就像这个电锯一样。
Say I want to cut a board.
如果我要切一个木头,
take a long time to cut a board, spin it with my hand, wouldn't it?
所以就要花很长时间切一个木块。
Or clicking the switch.
或者是摁这个开关。
But when we plug it into the power source, it changes everything.
所以刚才我们只是在手上这样做，它一切大家看到没有任何的动静。但是呢，如果我把它插上电源，一切就会改变。
Same saw.
同样的电锯。
Connected to a power source.
这个电缆。
Plug your ears.
接着这个电源。我说完了，他是把耳朵蒙起来，已经响了。
That is an example of what we are like if we try to live the Christian life on our own, and when we learn how to live the Christian life in the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以这个实际上就是说，是一个这个比喻，我们基督徒的生活，如果靠我们自己，我们什么都干不了。如果我们与圣灵、与神相通，这个接上电源。他就会做出神迹的事情。
And I built, I don't know, a number of houses with that saw.
我用这个电锯做了一些房子。
And you may be amazed at what God wants to do through you as you learn to be, as it says here, strengthened with power through His Spirit in your inner being.
所以这里就是我们要相信，神是通过我们来做工。所以要我们的心里的力量刚强起来。
The second thing is, not only would God strengthen you, but that your faith would increase.
那不仅仅神来让我们的这个心里的力量刚强起来，那另外呢，他让我们的信心要有增长。
I really pray that those of you who are here this morning who have never put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ will come to the place where you will do that.
特别为那些还没有信主的人祷告，那相信这个为你们祷告，为你们的信心，为你们的得救祷告。
I pray that you will really believe that He's the Son of God, that He died for your sins, He rose again. You will believe that and start living for Him.
所以我为你们祷告，你会相信耶稣基督是神的儿子，他为你我的罪。
And so I think, though, that in the context of this passage, he was already writing to Christians, so I believe that he is speaking to Christians particularly.
那在这几节经文里面，那我相信这个保罗是对这个已经信神了的人，也对基督徒所说的话。
I think he's talking about living by faith in God and growing in our faith with God.
那他这里提到的是我们要靠着信心而活。而且我们的信心要增长。
I believe that our faith only grows as we're challenged to follow God in obedience and in things that we cannot do on our own.
那我相信我们的这个信心只有在一种情况下增长，就是我们被挑战，要我们来顺服神、跟随神，而且在很多事情靠我们自己的力量，我们不能够成就任何事。
Now you may not like the way I'm going to pray.
也许你不太想。喜欢我这个祷告的这个方式。
I'm going to pray that God will move you out of your comfort zones.
那我也要祷告，希望神把你们推出你们的这个舒适地带，或者是感到安逸的这个地方。
And if you don't, I'm going to pray that He will push you out of your comfort zones.
那如果你不顺从，那我还向神祷告。就是让他把你推出你的这个舒适地带，感到舒服的地方。
You know, some mother birds actually push their babies out of the nest so they'll learn to fly.
所以你知道这个鸟爸爸妈妈，他们会把这个小鸟推出这个鸟巢，就是要让它学会飞行。
This nest is so nice. I don't want to leave. You're feeding me, Mama.
这个窝太好了，妈妈你就一直来喂我吧，我不要走开。
Then the third thing is that you would be rooted and established in love.
所以这个后面这个经文讲的是让你们的爱有根有基。
This basically sums up all of the one another's that we talked about.
那这个经节实际上是一个总结，对我们前面所讲的彼此。 这样一系列的讲道的一个总结。
And I pray that you would not that you would know how much God loves you.
所以我祷告，希望大家意识到神是有多么的爱你。
It's very interesting how Paul says this, how wide God loves you.
所以很有意思，保罗在这里说道理有多宽。
How long God's love is?
多长。
How high God's love is?
多高。
And how deep God's love is?
多深。
That you would know this love that goes beyond knowing.
所以这里指的是神的爱长阔高深，那的爱过于我们所能测度的。
We know how much God loves us. It makes us a lot easier to love other people.
所以当我们明白了神是有多么的爱我们的时候，就会让我们更容易的去爱别人。
And I pray that you will be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
我也祷告神，让神的一切来充满你。
It means that you would be completely filled with the Holy Spirit, and as a result, the fruit of the Spirit would be abundant in your life.
也就是让你们的生命这个被圣灵充满，而且呢，你的生命能够结出圣灵的果子。
And then the last one is that you would truly believe how big God is and what He wants to do through you.
所以在21节这里，我也祷告，希望你们能够真正的相信神是有多大，而且呢，他要通过你来做工。
Do you really believe verses 19 and 20 with your whole heart?
你是不是真心的来相信这里第十九节、第二十节呢？
Not just with your head, but with your heart.
不仅仅只是用你的头脑来相信，而是真正的用心来相信。
I believe that God not only wants us to believe this, but He wants us to experience it in our Christian walks as well.
所以我相信呢，神不仅仅是让我们心里相信，而且更重要的是我们要经历神。
And I really believe that God's heart breaks sometimes because of our unbelief.
那我也相信神他会伤心，是因为我们常常不信，我们的软弱的信心，神会感到伤心。
You come to the place like the man in the Bible who said, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief."
所以你能不能够这个会有一天这样说，就像圣经里的一个人这样在祷告说。我信，但是我信心不足，求主帮助我。
God is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or even imagine.
所以神所做的，所赐予的，是超过了我们的所求所想。
In us.
而且在我们心里，通过我们来做工。
Let's pray together. I'd like to pray this prayer for you.
那我们来一起祷告。
God, it's such a privilege to be your children and followers of Jesus Christ.
主啊，谢谢你赐给我们这样的权柄，让我们成为耶稣基督，成为神的儿女。
And it's a privilege to be able to come to you in prayer and pray for other people.
也谢谢你赐给我们这样的权柄，来到你的面前，来为其他的人祷告。
And Father, I just pray for this congregation that out of your glorious riches that you would strengthen these people with power through the Holy Spirit and their inner beings.
神啊，我真的是向你祷告，求你祝福这间教会，赐给他们力量，通过他们来做你所愿做的工。
And I pray that Christ would dwell in their hearts through faith.
那这个希望主耶稣基督能够赐给他们力量，让他们的信心得到增长。
I pray that they would be rooted and established in love.
所以让他们的爱心有根有基。
And as they are, that they would have power to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is your love.
所以就像你的爱一样，让他们的爱也是长阔高深。
And Lord, that they would know this love that surpasses knowledge.
也是让他们深刻明白这个不光是知识，更重要的是从你而来的爱。
And that they would be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
所以让他们这个被你的一切所充满。
And we ask this in the the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。Amen.
This morning is also Communion Sunday, so we will be celebrating Communion at this time.
所以今天早上我们也要守主餐。
Our deacons will come. We will prepare for Communion.
所以我们的执事为这个做了准备。
Would our deacons come at this time, please?
So, 请执事到前面来。
As we know, the time of the Lord's Supper, taking the bread and drinking the cup, is a time to remember Jesus Christ.
所以我们守主餐，这个，我们擘饼，这个。享受主的杯是为了纪念主。
We are in the Advent season when we celebrate His coming and looking forward to His coming.
那么我们这样的庆祝也是为了预备他的再来。
But we know that the reason that He came was to show us the Father, to live the life, to die for our sins and to rise again.
所以他到这个世界上来是为了显示神的荣耀，他来为了拯救我们，他被钉死在十字架上，然后三天后又复活。
And his life wasn't easy from the beginning.
这个耶稣的一生一开始就不是那么容易。
And then we know that he died for us on the cross and went through a lot of suffering, which we are to remember.
那他为我们牺牲，他被钉死在十字架上。
So just a few instructions before we have the Lord's Supper.
那我想先提醒大家一下。
We'll pass both the bread and the cup at the same time.
我们在要会同时传这个饼和杯。
If you are a Christian this morning and have been baptized, then you are welcome to take part in this, even if you are not a member of the church.
所以如果你是基督徒，也已经受洗了，你可以领这个杯，领这个饼。即使你不是我们教会的成员，也可以。
If you haven't accepted Christ, we just ask that you not partake in this because this is for Christians.
所以如果你还没有信主前，请你暂时不要拿这个饼，拿这个杯，因为这个是为基督徒所准备的。
But we encourage you at this time of the year to receive the best Christmas present you ever could, and that's salvation through Jesus Christ.
所以我们也，但是也希望大家这个都能够得到这个很好的这个礼物。因为我们这个圣诞节是为了庆祝耶稣的诞生。
Let's pray and ask God's blessing.
那我们现在来一起来祷告。
Father, we're grateful today for Jesus.
天父啊，我们为耶稣基督向你献上感谢。
He came and lived a life of service.
他来到这个世界上是为了成就你的功。
He gave his very own life that we might have abundant life and eternal life.
所以他赐给我们生命，让我们能够有丰盛的生命。
That we could be restored to a relationship with you.
所以能够让我们与你重新恢复关系。
As we celebrate communion this morning, may we be mindful of Christ's suffering and all that he went through for us.
所以在我们这个守主餐的时候，也提醒我们记住我们的主耶稣基督所经历的一切遭受的事情。
Pray that you'd bless this bread and this cup in our time as we remember Jesus.
求你祝福这个饼，这个杯，我们同时来纪念主。
In Jesus' name, amen.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求， amen.
So we ask that you take the first part of this service here as we pass this to meditate.If there's anything between you and God that you need to ask for forgiveness for, do that at this time.
所以我们在传这个饼、这个杯的时候，请大家默想那个与主的关系。
If you need to ask someone else for forgiveness, we ask you to do that at this time as well.
所以这个时候也是很好一个认罪悔改的时候。如果你 想要饶恕其他的人，跟其他人的恢复关系，这个时候是很好的一个默想的时候。
The Bible tells us that the night that Jesus was betrayed, that he was celebrating the Passover with his disciples.
所以在主耶稣被卖的那一夜，他和他的门徒来庆祝这个逾越节。
As he took some of the bread, he says he broke it and he gave it to his disciples.
那他把这个饼拨开给他的门徒。
He said, "Take and eat it. This is my body, which is broken for you."
他说，这是我的身体，是为你们所舍的。
So let's thank the Lord that he was willing to have his body broken for us.
所以我们感谢主，他的身体是为我们所舍。
And after eating, the Bible tells us that he took the cup and said, "This cup is my blood, which is shed for you."
那饭后他又拿起杯说，这个杯是用他的血所立的新约。
And his blood was given for us so that we might be forgiven and have a right relationship with God.
所以他这个能够饶恕我们，所以我们和神有美好的关系。
So let's take partake together with thanks.
所以我们用感恩的心来领受这个杯。
Why don't we all together just say, "Thank you, Jesus."
我们一起来说，感谢主。
Thank you, Jesus. 谢谢。Let's stand, and I'd like to read these two verses for you as our benediction.
我们请大家站立，我用圣经上的这个话语来给大家祝福。
Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that has worked within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大能，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀。直到世世代代，永永远远，阿门。
You may be seated.
请坐。